just boom. So right. In a way, going back to the political side of the scene of things, the BVA kind of, in a way, grew up and was involved in that growth as well.
Oh yes, absolutely. Absolutely, a lot of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you get, like, over at Heritage Village, we used to read some of the old council notes. And mm-hmm. In fact, there's one where it was illegal to hire any Chinese. Mm-hmm. But it seemed rather like a dreamy little community. Very little business to transact because there just wasn't that much going on. Mm-hmm. And I guess with the oil companies coming out here, this started some of the bigger dollars coming into the community. And then as more and more industry came, of course there were more and more building permits, more and more things to think about because you have to provide services. And mm-hmm. So, the BVA would have been involved in an awful lot of that. Mm-hmm. And the NPA, I guess the last big project that would have happened when they were council was probably the Burnaby Hospital. It was coming into being, and they were amalgamating land because there was some talk that possibly a couple of NPA aldermen may have made some money selling property. Mm-hmm. Nothing ever proved, and I really don't know, but this, that's the last I remember of the NPA, and that was as late as, 65, eh?
Right.
66 was the first year that we had the BVA.
Okay.
Yeah, we're doing tape. So they were very much involved and a part of all of the real growing process, mm-hmm. and talking of developing shopping centers. And of course Brentwood had gone in, got their good deal, I don't know how many years, tax free for bringing the shopping center in. This was all something that helped to build the municipality, actually. Mm-hmm. There were lots of us who said, that really isn't fair. They should be paying their fair share of taxes. But actually, when you think of what they brought to the municipality in terms of jobs, people building houses, mm-hmm. which, of course, makes more jobs, it's a fair enough trade-off.
So they got a tax-free concession. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did Lougheed get the same kind of deal?
Don't know. Mm-hmm. Don't know. Could very well be, but they came so much later that, not that much later, but
Brentwood, I guess, would be the first mall in Burnaby.
First, and of course, all those houses, beautiful homes selling for $15,000. You know, where is anybody going to get $15,000 for a house?
Yeah, same as what we're saying now for the $250,000.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right, the $15,000 thing, impossible. And of course, they're beautiful homes, still, like the materials in them,
right.
The hardwood floors and things like that.
You mean in Brentwood there?
That's right.
Well, we sort of drove Gordon out there, I guess.
And then BVA were involved, as were numerous groups over the George Darby lands, hospital, and with the overpass. That went on and on and on and on for I don't know how many years. Bill may know, because they must have a room full of the various studies. And I would love to know what the original cost was as opposed to the
final. This is the Spurling Overpass.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a major bone of contention.
Oh, it must have gone on for 10, 15 years, maybe longer.
Really?
Yeah. What they would do, what they could do, what they couldn't do, what they wouldn't do.
What was the controversy?
Some people wanted one thing, some people wanted another thing, and they would say, we'll go down Kensington. Those homeowners said, no, not going to do that. Then they would go down another street. They'd say, no, we don't want it here. So then they'd shelve it for a while, then they'd go back at it. Ocala lands. They've been trying to get the provincial government for years and years to shut down Ocala and give Burnaby that land, let them develop it.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say it was the BVA people, and that would have been the social credit influence, because of course by then we had several social creditors in the BVA who were active on council and had good contacts in Victoria, one of them including Bill Warren.
Right, and Dave Mercer.
That's right, and, you know, simply sat down and said, we just aren't going to take no, or maybe, or sometime any longer for an answer. That facility has served its time long ago. You have to rebuild and give us that land.
They're still operating though, isn't it?
Oh yeah, there is the okay, and they are, of course, starting to draw up plans for some of that land.
Are they going to relocate that in Burnaby or somewhere
else? Don't know. Mm. I suppose maybe bits and pieces wherever. Mm. A lot of it. They must have several places out in the valley, eh? Because they've got Mission and Agassiz and...
Most of those ones around Mission and Matsqui are all federal prisons, though.
Yeah.
But I mean, there is the provincial penitentiary at Ferndale, I guess. That's a provincial one.
So
they could move it out there. Yeah. There's lots of land out there.
Thousands of acres.
Kent and Mountain are building a gravel pit.
That's right.
You know, just in,
but I mean, you know, like when Ocala went in, I guess, there was nothing again but bush.
Yeah.
Or farms, because even I had an uncle and aunt who lived not far from there on Elgin Avenue, and they had, I don't know, 2 or 3 acres, and they used to have, like, you know, chickens and a couple of cows and so on. And most all of the people out there had a few farm animals and maybe like blueberries or raspberries or whatever, so it really didn't interfere with anything. And in fact, at that time, the Ocala residents had their own gardens, like the prison actually fed itself and had its own meat and eggs and everything like that. And it's, I guess, since we brought in the human rights code or something, where they said it's against my human rights to be put to work. Like, so they don't do anything anymore, like no farming or anything like that. But it now, Ocala is sort of in the center of
town.
Yeah.
Well, Don Brown was telling me that when he first came here into this, a policeman, Royal Oak, only ran down to Ocala.
Oh yeah, there was no reason for it to go any further, because there was nothing, nothing there. Bush or acreage. That's right.
He said he could just drive down.
That's
and then
right.
they cut a trail through, I guess. They cut a trail through and up to Canberra Way.
That's right.
You know, most of the time you couldn't take a car through there. It was
That's right. That's right.